We had both been given the same information during our 3 weeks in the can. It was interesting that we'd arrived at such different conclusions about leadership. This open-door policy, for instance, had shown good results in modern armies in Australia and America, and it seemed especially appropriate to our situation, in which everybody would be cooped up for months or even years at a time. We'd used the system on the Sangre e Victoria, the last starship to which I'd been attached, and it had seemed to keep tensions down. She had them at ease while delivering this organizational harangue. Pretty soon she'd call them to attention and introduce me. What would I talk about? I'd planned just to say a few predictable words and explain my open-door policy, then turn them over to Commodore Antipol, who would say something about the Masaryk II. But I'd better put off my explanation until after I'd had a long talk with Hillebo. In fact, it would be best if she were the one to introduce the policy to the men and women, so it wouldn't look like the two of us were at loggerheads. My executive officer, Captain Moore, saved me. He came rushing through a side door. He was always rushing, a pudgy meteor, threw a quick salute and handed me an envelope that contained our combat orders. I had a quick whispered conference with the Commodore, and she agreed that it wouldn't do any harm to tell them where we were going, even though the rank and file technically didn't have the need to know. One thing we didn't have to worry about in this war was enemy agents. With a good coat of paint, a Tauran might be able to disguise himself as an ambulatory mushroom, bound to raise suspicions. Hillebo had called them to attention and was dutifully telling them what a good commander I was going to be, that I'd been in the war from the beginning, and if they intended to survive through their enlistment, they had better follow my example. She didn't mention that I was a mediocre soldier with a talent for getting missed, nor that I'd resigned from the army at the earliest opportunity and only got back in because conditions on Earth were so intolerable. "Thank you, Lieutenant." I took her place at the podium. "At ease." I unfolded the single sheet that had our orders and held it up. "I have some good news and some bad news." What had been a joke 5 centuries before was now just a statement of fact. "These are our combat orders for the Sade 138 campaign. The good news is that we probably won't be fighting, not immediately. The bad news is that we're going to be a target." They stirred a little bit at that, but nobody said anything, or took his eyes off me. Good discipline. Or maybe just fatalism. I didn't know how realistic a picture they had of their future. Their lack of a future, that is.